12 minutes past 8. Support ratings for Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's cabinet have been hitting new lows, with a major domestic scandal coupled with the resignation of the country's defence minister, a close political ally. And so we've invited on the line Professor Mikitaka Masuyama, political science executive vice president, National Graduate Institute for Policy Studies in Japan. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the program.
Good morning. So what is sentiment like? Can you sum it up for us, the feeling towards Abe at the moment?
Well, his approval rate sharply dropped to the 20% level for the first time since he returned to the office in 2012. He is facing the toughest situation in the last several years. The general public are not satisfied, convinced by his explanation about recent favoritism allegations.
So, I mean, you've just said how tough that situation is. Is this the toughest political crisis that he's faced?
Well, of course, you know, he faced the toughest of his life in 2007. But after he returned to office in 2012, his approval rate is relatively high, remained stable. So, but the very recently, his approval rate sharply dropped by 15% or 20% point. So it is a toughest situation in several years.
How would you evaluate the two-day hearing for the Prime Minister last week regarding that whole favoritism scandal, allegations that he'd provided favors to use his influence to help a friend open a veterinary school?
Yeah, well, the parliamentary hearing, I think, has provided additional information and clarified some aspects of the case, although there is a limit to what the committee meeting can do. For parliamentary committee meetings are not police or prosecutor investigation. The statement made by a witness is no more than an opinion, not the testimony, which is subject to perjury.
Well, then came the resignation of Defence Minister Tomomi Inada. Abe initially dismissed calls to discharge her, but later apparently urged her to step down with new allegations that she, along with her army chief, misled politicians and the public over the dangers faced by Japanese soldiers on a UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan. That's the backdrop for anyone who's not familiar. But this was a mission that had already been controversial, hadn't it?
Yes, well, self-defense force, I call SDF, has been a controversial issue, and in particular, sending troops to overseas has been one of the recently heatedly debated issues in recent years. The reason why the defense minister, Inada, had to step down is that one of the daily reports by SDF 2 in peacekeeping operations saying the troop in a battle situation, that doesn't necessarily mean the troop itself in a battle, was allegedly withheld by another.
This particular controversy, though, can you tell us how much that has actually impacted the Japanese political circle and society, maybe even at large?
Well, it is, I think, certainly a blow for Abe administration, but I'm not sure how big for the entire society. Well, I think Abe had to discharge another for considering the report came out from the investigatory body under the Ministry of Defense. The report says both self-defense force leaders have reported the troop situation in South Sudan in that particular day, but Inada had recognition of that report.
The thing is, he also allowed Inada to step away before the allegations had really been fully examined. How do you evaluate Shinzo Abe's response to this controversy?
Well, you know, information might have been intentionally withheld. We don't know. Or it could be due to Inada's inability. So I think Abe might have considered it would be too tough for her to stand for answering a barrage of questions about the investigatory report, or to avoid the situation in which she insists that SDF leaders have not properly reported the troop situation in South Sudan. Needless to say, opposition parties members are feverishly criticizing Abe's responsibility with regard to this resignation of Inada.
Mm. So, with all this in mind and that approval rating dropping into the 20% range that you mentioned before, what are the implications for the cabinet reshuffle expected to take place tomorrow?
Yeah, well, with this cabinet reshuffle, Abe, of course, hopes to regain his popularity, although it is a double-edged sword. If it appears to be pretty much the same to the public, and in particular, some of cabinet members found with scandals or gossips, the impact would be limited, I think. So unless he could revamp his popularity, the chance of seeking, let's say, constitutional amendment or controversial policy certainly becomes slimmer and slimmer.
Mm. What about that plan to rewrite the constitution, the future of Abenomics, and a number of key policies that had seemed to be going pretty well from the outside because of his political strength? But now, look in great question.
Yeah, it's in a great question. Well, so far, he held over the two-thirds majority in the lower house, and he regained the majority control in the upper house in 2013. So he has been in office for close to 5 years, which is unusual in recent Japanese prime minister. So, but having this situation and then sharp drop in his cabinet approval rate, he is facing one of the toughest situations. But in the opposition side, the Democratic Party, the one of the major opposition parties, has begun to collapse.
Mm.
So, yeah. There is no rival to Abe's Liberal Democratic Party, LDP.
What's your conclusion at this point, as best you can tell? Do you predict that Shinzo Abe is going to escape this crisis?
Yes, well, he is certainly facing a tough situation. But as compared to Democratic Party, the LDP's support rate has remained relatively stable over the last several years. So there is no viable alternative to the LDP. Thus, Abe still has a pretty good chance of surviving, given that he somewhat successfully handled the cabinet reshuffle, which is expected to take place tomorrow.
Again, thank you very much for joining us today. Great to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me on the program. My pleasure.
Professor Mikitaka Masuyama from the National Graduate Institute for Policy Studies. A huge week then for Shinzo Abe, but some factors remain in his favor, as we've just been hearing.